purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to have made some difference in your life that you've lived and you've lived well. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Throughout time, humanity has always been innovated and created solutions for any obstacle in its path. Our technology has advanced so far in our society that we don't have to worry about basic needs, such as clean food, water, and basic sanitation. However, most of the world is in a daily struggle, and it is its leading cause of death. My essential question is, with all of our technology and advancements, how are there still so many people in the world living without these basic needs? Furthermore, how can we ensure and sustain basic needs for every living person on Earth? If you look at an average of a group of 20 people, 4 of them will be malnourished, 2 of them will not have any improvement to their drinking water, and 3 of them would still have crippling sanitation issues. While it may seem like a sad fact, it's not all bad news. In the past 18 years, there has been a huge improvement by all the members of the community to get these numbers to where they are. I think we should solve this crisis with helping hands and people who really care. Deepika Kurup, a 14-year-old student, is a great example. She went on a visit to India and noticed the immense lacking of clean drinking water and wanted to do something about it. When she returned home, she started a lab in her garage and invented a product that significantly helped India's water situation. Her innovation revolves around solar disinfection. The water is placed in plastic water bottles under the sun for 3 days and purified. She created a cement-like rod mixed with an accelerant that could be placed in the water to significantly decrease purification time. Another example of efforts to fight the global water crisis comes from Michael Pritchard, who has created a filter that will purify even the smallest viruses and bacteria. Not only is this filter safe, but it has enough uses that will last a family 4 or 3 years. With efforts like Deepika's and Michael's, the percentage of clean drinking water has significantly rose from 76% to 91% in the past 18 years. There are many great things research and technology can do to increase the health of the world, but why should we spend time creating new inventions when we could use and advance technologies we already have? How could the world use technology to solve the world's problems? 80% of the malnourished populations are farmers. If they had all the agricultural advancements in a first world country would have, would that solve world hunger? The UK contributes about 20 billion euros to specifically help third world countries. If we are sending all these advancements, then why are there so many left in need? One of the answers to the questions is many of the countries have malnourished populations, also have an abundance of single resources like oil. The money that is sent out in aid goes to boosting the economy through that one resource. Even if the money was used 100% for sustainability and agriculture, it might not help because so many workers are moving from farms to the oil fields to make more money. All in all, we have a great change of health in the world. It has been done with many innovations, from rapid water purification to advanced sanitation and water filters. However, even with these advancements, there is much work to be done and create an acceptable standard of living for everyone on Earth. If the world truly wants to accomplish this goal, there will have to be a shift in the mindset of society, a shift towards sustainability and health rather than consumers and luxury.